Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall 23 back there with video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the Great Commission that Jesus Christ has sent Christians out to fulfill. That is the command to preach the gospel and make disciples throughout the world. Jesus gave several calls for this before his ascension into heaven. At one time he said in Mark chapter 16 verse 15, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The command given unto the disciples was to go, not to bring people in, not to wait for people to come to you, but to go and to preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel being, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The purpose of preaching the gospel is that people might be led to the Lord for salvation. The Bible says in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It says in another place that the preaching of the cross is the power of God, which of course is part of the gospel. If people are to be saved, they must hear the preaching of the gospel, and therefore Jesus committed this task unto those who followed him. In the book of Matthew, another commission was given. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, it says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." So here first Jesus commands to teach all nations. That would be the preaching of the gospel. Next he commands his disciples to baptize these same people who are taught, because they must first be saved before baptism. And then commands that they are to be instructed to observe all things that Christ has commanded. This includes the command to go out and preach the gospel. Therefore, the great commission given to preach the gospel is not just unto the apostles, but is delivered also unto all others who hear them. Once we win people to Christ, we are instructed also to make disciples of these newborn children of God. In the book of Luke, it is written, in Luke chapter 24, verse 46 to 47, "And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." First he tells them that they would begin at Jerusalem, but then spread out unto all nations, teaching repentance and remission of sins. That is, that we should turn to Christ in faith in order to be justified. This message is committed unto those which have followed him. He says in the beginning at the book of Acts, immediately before ascending into heaven, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." This indeed is what happened. In Acts chapter 2, the local church in Jerusalem was filled with the Holy Ghost and began preaching to the people gathered in Jerusalem at the day of Pentecost. They continued preaching the gospel in the region, as it is written in Acts chapter 5, verse 42, "And daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." This is an important command Christ has given unto us. Since Christ has died for all, the free gift of salvation is offered unto all. However, they must hear the gospel, and we are sent forth into all nations, into all the world, to preach to as many people as possible the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then to make disciples of them after they are saved. The book of Romans explains the importance of going forth to preach the gospel in Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 17. It says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." There is an order given here. A preacher of the gospel is sent out. They preach the word of God. The lost sinner hears the gospel. They believe and they call upon the name of the Lord. Without preaching the word of God, they shall not believe. Therefore, we are to take the Bible, the word of God, which is quick and powerful, and speak boldly to anybody about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." And we too should pray for boldness, that we could speak without fear, but with authority and power to show people unto the way of Christ that they might be saved through the word of God. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.